Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to become the Batman of investing. How to be a superhero at this, not just regular.
Wonder why we picked Batman.
I love Batman.
I know.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Shamgod asks, on my first two mailers, I had several people wonder if me and the offer were legit because of my address. It's in an area that I don't live and doesn't match the phone number either. Since I have a virtual P.O. box, some people found other people's businesses associated with it and said I must be a fake person. Others didn't understand why I have a different address than where I live. Obviously a small percent of people, but enough to where I probably lost a deal or two. There isn't a P.O. box that's super close to me, so I got a local box. So if I got a local box, I'd likely hire an assistant to get my mail, which turns a $10 a month expense into a $200 or more a month expense, which seems silly. And I wonder if there's another way to do it that I'm not thinking about. Curious what others are doing and if you run into any similar issues. For the phone, I'm using Grasshopper now, and it's fine. But with how much mail I'll be sending out, the number will be a five-figure asset pretty quickly, so I want to be sure I have as much control over the number as possible. Is it better to go direct to the phone company, or what's the best way to be sure I'll never use the number? I love that Shamgod's thinking about these.
This is a very, admin. Very good question.
It's like admin / setting it up the right way / being transparent and making sure people, you know who I am and stuff. So
this begs to a bigger question in my opinion, and it's not just a real estate question. It's about setting up an online business. The first thing that anybody does when they receive an offer is they look you up, they check you out, and the more positive online presence that you have, the better. And they are going to look. So if two people are giving you feedback on this, you know, you can multiply that times probably 50 or 100 that have actually looked it up and it never got back to you. So this is a huge issue that needs to be addressed before you spend time and money on a mailer campaign. So to directly answer your question, there's lots of places that you can find a virtual mailbox, and they're going to look up your address. They're going to type it right into Google. First, they're going to type your name, then your address. They're going to maybe even Google your phone number. So you need to find an address that's not a house. How many times have you looked up a business for credibility and it's somebody's house? There's a picture on
Google
Maps. I don't
like
Google
that.
Maps.
Exactly.
I stop
funny.
Right there. I won't do business with somebody like that.
I don't like it.
So you need a real address.
Well, no, well, hold on a moment. I think Shamgod's going on the right path. I think that I'm not sure I'm on the same page with you, Jack. Because you know what?
Imagine that.
I know. Because full disclosure, where our mail gets sent, other people send their mail. And you know what, though? People look us up, but they look at our website, and they see us, and it stops right there. Does that make sense?
In a positive way.
In a positive way.
Yeah, not in a negative way.
Right, because it's like it goes to an office complex with a suite.
That's
right. Basically. So, and I might not be sitting at that suite. So my mail gets routed to me.
Well, mission accomplished then, I think.
I know. Well, that's true.
We've had the same address since the 90s.
Right. And we've never had any issues. So I'm trying to figure this out. So I wonder if there's something really funky about his.
There is.
Oh.
I think they're looking it up and they're getting different businesses.
And it's like something odd, funky.
Yeah, like
a strip club.
Yeah, a strip club.
So it's a strip club that gets the mail in the back room and it's distributed. Now that I can kind of understand here. So, all right. So whatever it is, Shamgod, you know what I would do? Okay. Maybe move it to a different location that has a little more oomph to it. And you can still have a suite, and I think that's going to be fine.
Hey, bear in mind that you're going to be getting mail at that location for the rest of your life.
True.
You know, we've said this a million times, we get offers back from the early 2000s regularly.
Right.
In the mail. So you need to pick one that's going to be around for a while.
Right. Moving on to the phone. Get a phone number. Buy a phone number.
Yeah. So there's this business of porting phone numbers where you need to own a phone number. And there's a lot of places on the online where you buy it and you port it somewhere so you can use it.
You can make it. You know what, Shamgon, if
you
want to.
But you need to own
that number. It's not crazy to get a toll-free number. Then no one will ever question, by the way, what state the phone number's in. So that might be an easy solution
as well.
That's
good too. Exactly. So good
questions, though. I'm trying to think what else.
You have to set yourself up. The bigger issue here is, how do I increase the yield on a mailer that I send out? And you have to set these things up. You don't have to spend a ton of money on it at all, but you do have to make yourself very credible online, mm-hmm. social media, all of it, because the first thing they're going to, it's the same thing that you do when you buy something, right? You don't just buy it. You go on Amazon, you see the price, you check it all out, check the vendors, see what their rating's like. Same thing's going to happen here.
Exactly.
I'm going to give them a lot of reasons to sign it and send it back, not question.
For me, it's the website. When I pull up something, I go to the website first.
Yeah, me too.
And then if I've with your website and the properties you have posted, showing, you know, available sold properties and more than three, you know what I mean? That most people, it's going to stop them right there.
You know what else I have since? So this is a great question.
Yeah.
When I look at when I go to a website and I click on their blog and they haven't done an entry since 2014, that gets me going.
All right.
So I don't write blogs anymore. We do shows. Mm-hmm. We do this.
Right.
And every single day we do one.
Exactly.
So I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, boy, you guys just knock it out of the park with the frequency and the consistency of these podcasts. And I said, thanks, man, because it's not, thank you, Jill. I'll take, it's not easy.
I know.
It's time consuming.
It is. Yep. Exactly.
It's easy for me. Jill hates it.
I do not. You're so silly. Yeah.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how to become the Batman of investing. This is the meat of the show. I just wanted to put Batman in a title.
I know. I know. Well, you know what's funny? I'm trying to think. If it were me, what would be mine? Let's see. I think it would be, well.
Yeah, who's your hero?
Iron Man. I have an Iron Man thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, yeah. One of our staff members has a Thor thing. She's Thor. No, I'm Iron Man.
So all these things, all these characters, these superheroes have a couple of things in common, right? They all have some type of internal conflict. Like, think of Spider-Man. And they've taken it upon themselves to save the world. So they have this, they have their regular person like Bruce Wayne. And then they have this alter ego who goes out and doesn't need to, but, kind of saves the world. Does that sound familiar?
I love it.
It sounds familiar to us because, we don't need to do this. We do not need to have a show and teach people how to, and give away our business model, which is essentially what we're doing, but we're doing it for the better good.
Yes. No, I'm thinking of my alter ego.
So,
and I
my point is,
this is good.
Be the Batman or whoever your superhero is. In Jill's case, it's Robert Downey Jr.
No, well, you know who I would want to be? Who would I be?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Wonder Woman, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what I wrote down. Look. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Wrote down. Because you know why? You're like, you just said the internal thing. I love her lasso of truth. Tell the truth.
I love her whole backstory, too.
I know. Okay, this is good.
So, it's not just what you're doing every day. You have to give back somehow. You have to treat your customer. That has to come through. Like, think of a regular nurse or a teacher. Like, two of the most noble professions there ever were. They're not just doing it for the paycheck.
You can't fake that.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You can think back to what good teachers and what bad teachers you had. The ones that were bad were just, they didn't want to be there.
I don't think they made it because they couldn't stand it.
So you don't want to do this halfway.
You can't fake
really,
being a nurse,
really
a good nurse.
Right.
Because you can't I snowed them all. They thought I really care about them.
Exactly. You can see it a mile away. So the same thing happens with when you get on the phone with a seller. The same thing happens. They either trust you and believe that what you're telling them is true because you believe it.
That's a good point.
If you've ever been a salesperson, I was briefly a salesperson a long time ago for like 2 weeks. And I I was selling something I didn't believe in. Yeah. And man, that doesn't work.
Can't do it.
If you really believe in it, like I truly, obviously believe in what we're doing.
Right. Well, you know, I had no idea the show was going to go here, and I really appreciate this, Jack, because now I like
it. We should talk more.
We should.
This is actually, we shouldn't at all.
No, this is a good topic.
Why mess with a good thing?
That's right.
Hey, listener, do not communicate with your spouse.
This is the most that we talk.
Less communication is
period.
Always better.
That's right. Treat the kids like this, too.
Do never, right. And never look your spouse directly in the
eye. No, don't make eye contact. They might ask you to do something.
I went to a dinner party one time.
Oh, no.
A long time ago. And the guy that was having, it wasn't a dinner party, it was like a kegger for grown-ups.
Oh, gosh.
And I said, what's going on here? My buddy's name is Simon, and he said, oh, that's my friend Angela's daughter. Do not look at her directly in the eye.
It's like a Medusa thing. You'll turn to stone.
snakes will come out of your head.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, that's so funny. But no, I mean, so I love what you're saying about, you know, being truthful, and I take this as being truthful and transparent. And if you believe in what you're doing, even if you don't know what you're doing, but you say, I don't know what I'm doing, but gosh, I'm going to find out the answer. This is my business, you know, kind of thing. And I haven't had that one before. I'll get back to you. That's cool. Just be honest, no matter what, even if you don't know, be honest and say you don't know. Don't make it up. That's one of the things that drives me crazy. People who make up stuff or shoot from the hip because they don't know the answer. Oh, no.
One of the shows later this week is called The Top Three Bottlenecks, or the title's like that, The Top Three Bottlenecks in Real Estate Investing. Like, what's holding you back? One of the things that I was all concerned about, and this is Jill's diametrically the opposite, was not being able to answer the questions that the sellers, when they call back and say, who the hell do you think you are that you're offering me this kind of price for my house or my land or whatever? And I was very concerned about that. So, in fact, I avoided it for a lot of years. Yep. But in the end, they want what every single person wants. They just want the truth. So if you say to them, yeah, we're in this business. This is the business we're in.
Yeah.
We buy assets and we resell them for more. If that really makes you uncomfortable, I get it. Well, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
And that's it. And they will, 9 times out of 10, maybe 7 times out of 10, they're going to say, okay, wait a minute. So you're a real person and you're not, you know, trying to take advantage of little old ladies or
not
anything.
Not trying to get a listing. I'm not a broker.
I'm not a bait and switch. I'm a real person just like you. And if you're not using your dirt way out in the middle of that area over there any longer, or you have never seen it,
right,
get rid of it if you want. If you don't, have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know, and
moving on to the next one.
When Jill and I started Land Academy, we unintentionally filled a niche that was not being filled. And it's just being straightforward and honest, especially in this silly education environment that's out there about real estate education. 99.9% of the people who teach how to make money in real estate have no credibility and they're awful.
Oh my gosh.
So
I had no idea
when we started this that people just want the truth. And so here we are telling the truth, and there's like, it's actually worked, you know, really well, actually. So. We're not here to, you know, like Batman. You think Batman's going to lie?
Exactly.
No.
No.
Iron Man might.
No. Well, he might.
Tony Stark, right?
Yeah.
He might. Listen to you. Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr., if you're listening, just kidding.
He probably lives somewhere around here.
I'm pretty sure. Fairly confident.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss top athletes and how they compete with themselves.
Oh, and we answer another question from our same guy, Shamgod, about getting phone numbers and addresses right before scaling. I know what he's working on.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Making fun of my choices in superheroes?
No, I love it.
All right.
I hope I got the point across there.
You know, I've hung in there with Robert Downey Jr. even through those rough years.
The prison years?
Yes.
And the drug addiction
years?
Yes. His father was a famous director.
Is that?
And writer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that why he got into
yes.
it?
Yes. That, and I think he's...
Does dad act?
His dad's famous for saying this. Everyone can act. Some people can direct. No one can write. That's his Hollywood famous.
For real?
Yeah.
Wait. Everyone can act.
Anyone can act. Very few people can direct.
Uh huh.
No one can write.
Yeah. Makes me want to get working on our books right now.
He's a famous curmudgeon in the industry.
I love it. Hey, you like our show? Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property like Batman.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.